open ditches, and that's the only way for us to have water move. Right. And I don't know what we can do, but we need to really get the word out and educate people on how badly, you know, this is where you live. It's a barrier island. The only way to move this water is really, I mean, is to really move it in any quantity if we have a major rainstorm, is with open ditches. And so how, what do y'all think? I mean,
sure.
We can put some ideas together, and report on it next month.
Okay.
I don't think that that's, you know, terribly complicated to do, something that we can do.
Okay.
I do want to ask Donnie one question. Do we know where that area falls in the ED's maintenance schedule?
So they clean the yes, we do.
Okay.
the simple answer, rather than getting into.
Okay.
And it has been maintained except for that box behind the yard, because there's logistics complications of getting to that particular box. But they are aware of it. They the one that reported it to me.
Okay. All right.
A couple questions for Donnie, if I may. Donnie, how many homes are affected by this situation in the area?
Well, right now I'm aware of just the 267, but just in looking yesterday, there are several that are, and they're the two new under construction. Of course, I think they do have to have the stormwater plan engineered, but and I don't know what that's going to entail, but it's problematic when those houses get built that. There's going to be more water in an area that can't take any more water.
It's got to have some other residual effects. So if it does and it affected a number of homes, or if we did a project and we created other improvements, could you see your way that this would have a positive impact in the area for drainage?
I think the only way to know that is to first have the engineer, a engineer, figure out where the outfall is going to be for this area. Right now, this particular area, there is no way to tie it into an existing outfall other than going to that box. And I don't know if the if there's enough fall in that area to get to this box, to even get it into that system.
Being at the lowest.
So you're going to have to develop a system, whether it be lift station or not, and there's a possibility. I mean, anything can be done, but, you know, that takes money.
Well, it takes money, and then it's a numbers game.
Right.
I mean, you go to an expense to maybe help a neighborhood, or you get some residual benefits that other low-lying areas could tie in. So now you have some critical mass that you can justify funding it, special assessments, private contributions, grants, et cetera, in terms of the question of what do we do about it. I think the other thing we can look at is when our statutes related to developers or builders, and when they come in and if they have an impact or there's a perceived impact,
right,
that they could be proffering funds to go to a fund that we create that we can deal with these problems periodically. So there are some systems or other communities that will do things, but obviously it's being impacted by development.
Right. So
there's a direct correlation there.
I'm doing it.
You're telling them that.
Okay. Anything else on, it's just a really rough situation. Okay, we've already done D, now we're on to E. Update on trash cans with lids on the beach. Anybody have?
I have a quick update.
Okay.
Last month we were instructed to contact the company, toter company, to see if we could get a handful of trash cans with lids so we can try them. I've made contact, I'm waiting to hear back. I will be very persuasive.
Okay.
And hopefully we can get one. We can get them for the winter season so we can try them
it out.
In the slow season. I'll report back next month. And if we have anything before city council, we'll make sure you all know, and that could be reported at the meeting.
Okay. Update on ditches. Okay. 21st, 22nd Avenue.
So I have nothing on 21st and 22nd.
Okay. 31st, 32nd Avenues?
Nothing on 31st and 32nd.
Okay. Between 30th and 31st?
So, yes.
Okay.
So, county has assessed those two lots where over time that ditch was built up or filled in. And I walked it with them, and they have not come back to me yet with how we're going to get to cleaning it.
Okay.
That's the issue, is logistically getting behind the fences to get it clean. Those two, it's just two lots.
And is this the same one that's between Hartnett and Willsway?
That's correct.
So this is on here twice. Right. It's really on here twice.
Right.
It's the same ditch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are the same ditch. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we're in motion with the county, but they can't figure it out yet. Okay.
Well, it has to be done. It's
just
getting their teams together because it's going to have to be hand dug.
Right. When I was a kid, they would send the convicts, the chain gang, on Sullivan. That's how old I am.
The good old days.
I know. Mom would say, "Don't talk to the chain gang." Okay. All right. So we're just going to wait and see. We'll just keep that on the
agenda. That should happen soon.
Okay. G, update on water fountains at Front Beach.
We have nothing to report. With everything going on, I think this is going to be a good first
winter
of the year project.
Okay. Yeah. Good intentions. All right. New business. This is Douglas. This is where you come in. Consideration of requirements for removal of portable restrooms or porta potties from the island in the event of a mandatory evacuation. So this came to me as we were going around waiting for Florence, and I could not believe how many porta potties were still on the island. And I just kept thinking, if we get a storm surge, this is going to be a public health hazard. And that I feel like somehow something should trigger these contractors to have to remove porta potties in the event that we're expecting a storm surge. So I don't know how we do that, Douglas, or what we do, but it was very concerning to me, and I could not believe how many there were. So, Douglas, I'm going to...
So, a few comments. First of all, the idea of actually taking them off, we run into this with the dumpsters, with the trailers, with the cranes, with the equipment out here, is we have what seems like a long time to kind of deal with these things, but in actuality, the time between a mandatory evacuation being ordered and pretty well all work stopping because people have gotten out of town, or you know, they've kind of done their thing, and they're only ends up being a couple of days. I mean, we had two, maybe 2.5 days to try to get everybody's construction site fairly well tidied up. And what we run into, and we try to get, we've always been focused on things, the trailers, the dumpsters. And what we find is we say, hey, you know, you have overflowing stuff, you have things that are going to be projectiles, you need to get your dumpster serviced or pulled off, and everybody's working, and we got it, and they're going to, and then they call and they say, everything's shut down. You know, they were already beyond their capacity of work before we called them, and they said, you know, we're already booked, we don't have the ability to do it. So that's the first issue, is that these folks, you know, they have
they probably have the resources.
So sorry. I mean, I can't, you know. I feel like they have to. There needs to be something to trigger to secure them or something.
Well, so let's. So that's in terms of getting them off. You know, if we told them, hey, you have to remove all of them, they would come back and say, you know, we have a staff of 8 people. We have 4 trucks. We just can't. We can't realistically do it. So in the time span that we would give them. So I don't know if. I don't know if we could reasonably, you know, we could pass an ordinance, we could certainly ask, but I don't know that it would be an enforceable, we could try to enforce it, but I don't know that we could reasonably expect that they would all be removed. Having said that, I will say, and I think I alluded to it, so we do, the city canvasses the island of all these construction sites. We make lists, we contact every contractor, we contact every dumpster provider. And I'll tell you, honestly, we've never really included dumpsters as a concern.
Porta-potties.
The portalettes as a, so we have been so kind of laser focused on the trailers, the dumpsters, the debris,
mm-hmm.
that we, you know, we may have dropped the ball and really being inclusive in terms of what we're telling the folks to do. And I would say the reasonable first kind of effort would be that we as a department include that. And we say, and I've been talking to the portalette people about, you know, what they could reasonably do. And they've confirmed, I've talked to them, and they said we could not. The guys who do the dumpsters also do the portalettes. They said, if you told us we had to get everyone off, we just wouldn't be able to do it.
What about emptied?
Yeah. So that brings us to what we could, I think, reasonably do. They are already servicing them every Wednesday. So they're all getting service. They're all being dried out on Wednesday of every week. They say some of them, and they probably could reasonably adjust that date. You know, right now it's Wednesday, and they do every one of them on the Isle of Palms. And each company is a slightly different day, but I've talked to the major two. And they have their day, and they said we could dry them out on the day, and then we can zip tie them clothes, which is, and then put a little note that, you know, this, don't use this, it's been prepared for the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's a zip tie, somebody could cut it, but it would at least get the, you know, biohazard off the island. They also, you know, they have a pretty, they're obviously interested in their equipment not being damaged, so they are pushing the contractors to put them inside, to strap them, to make them so that they are not going to be
floating around.
Floating mm-hmm. around. So I would say that we, as a first effort, that we, knowing that we've kind of never, and it's probably why it's so stood out to you so starkly, because we've never asked anybody really to do anything with a portalette. So I would say step one would be that in that initial effort, we now focus on portalettes as well. We get them secured on the site. You know, we could always say, remove it, try to remove it. Knowing, though, that step B would be they're going to come back to us and say, hey,
I mean, there's so many even, you know, right on Front Beach. They're just sitting there, you know.
But I think
yeah.
he offers a practical solution.
Absolutely.
It hasn't been on his punch list historically.
Right.
Yeah.
You've brought it to their attention. It's now on the punch list.
Right.
You empty it. Now, you know, they service on Wednesday. I'm sorry if the storm rolls in on Sunday.
Right.
The request has got to be made. Number one, empty it. Number two, secure it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of their easy securing, if it's not in a structure where they could tie it down, but there's a dumpster on the site.
Just strap it to it.
The
mm-hmm.
dumpster should be emptied, or if it's nearly empty, they could easily put it inside the dumpster or attach it to it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But those efforts would go a long way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tree, I mean, they kind of have their list of things. Either secure it to the dumpster, secure it to a piling on the house,
right.
secure it to a tree,
right.
you know, and whatever you need to do
Just so they're not floating around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you'll.
Yes, we will add that to our kind of list. Of
so we don't need an ordinance for that.
No.
Okay.
Hopefully not.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Douglas, very much. Anybody else on that? Okay. Discussion of Hurricane Florence response. I just wanted to put this on in case anybody had any other. This was the porta potties was one of mine, you know, that came up. But anybody have any other thoughts that came up when you were waiting? No?
Mm-mm.
Donnie, anything?
No, I just, the only comment would be, you know, Public Works does what it can to prepare in preparation of any storm, but as most of you know, most of what Public Works does is post-storm. You know, we can deploy the pumps, be proactive there, show that presence. We can safely secure those barrels on the beach. Some storm prep, but most of what Public Works does is post-storm, immediately after the storm.
This year, to me, the biggest challenge related to Public Works was the fuel situation. Having this project and the Public Works side, it really put that out of commission for the city to use that for fuel. But, you know, we knew that in advance coming into the hurricane season, so we had a plan set in place in the event that something did happen. And, you know, thank God nothing major happened. However, we still needed to prepare, like, you know, we were going to get hit. However, I mean, it worked. It was a little inconvenient. I do want to say, on the record, thank you to the marina operator. He remained open to service and allow the city's vehicles to fuel up there. And you know, that was very nice of him and kind of him to do that. So we really appreciate it. That was very helpful in our preparations. So hopefully, you know, we know that this project will be done in a couple weeks. Hopefully nothing comes in 2 weeks, but if it does, we have a plan in place, a plan B in place that will satisfy the city. The other thing that we talked about during our after action meeting was the sandbag operation. There's, you know, concern about whether or not sandbagging is done properly, or if it even does any good. We still would advocate providing sandbags. It gives people a peace of mind and something to do. But I think that we're thinking about ways to show people how to properly sandbag their home. And we have a couple of ideas that we want to test first. But we received questions, you know, how is it that I'm supposed to put the sandbags in front of the door or wherever they're trying to protect flooding from. I think this year we were very lucky. However, we were prepared, and I'm very complimentary of the staff. This was my first time. You know, we were understaffed, as you all know, but everybody worked very well and was very professional. We met every week, every day, several times a day sometimes, and we were confident that we had everything under control. However, there will be things that we want to change for next time, and, you know, it's not until you do them that
right.
you recognize the things that need to change. But I think we were in good shape.
Right. Yes. Bravo. Yeah. And I thought the communication was good.
Yeah. You're mentioning the marina. We all know it's only the second site on the island,
mm-hmm.
private site, that has fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't be lost in the discussion of the marina.
Absolutely.
Businesses have to be successful to maintain their facilities. We have an obligation to continue to improve and maintain the facilities. We want a thriving environment down there that the citizens enjoy, that our visitors enjoy, and perhaps as part of your report to council, there could be a reminder of the importance of having a successful business interest there, not only to serve the citizens, but in this case,
safety.
Only the second location where there is fuel.
Absolutely.
They did make that effort.
Yes.
The gas station shut down.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yes. And I understand yes. they didn't run out of fuel and over here did.
Yes.
They shut down. Whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even, I think it was Tuesday
yeah.
when they closed. Mm-hmm. So 3 days before we were.
And you know, even having been missed, of course, is the most important thing. When we get hit, there's also the post-recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the capability of having more fuel on the island stored, delivered, served, than less.
Mm-hmm.
So if we miss that, that would be unfortunate. And one couldn't imagine where anybody would put another gas station or fuel
right.
or there'd even be the need from a business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I thought the communication was really good, you know, throughout the entire process. So
thank you
to all of you, Douglas, Desiree, Donnie, everybody, Marie, the whole team.
The team.
Yes,
the team. My team, your team, our team. Good team.
Yes, IOP team. Okay, anything else on Florence?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I put this next, C, expansion of plastics ban. So our neighbors, Sullivan's, and I believe Mount Pleasant is trying to ban styrofoam. And there's, of course, the straw campaign. So I'm wondering what everybody thinks about trying to expand our plastics ban to include styrofoam and plastic straws. So I just would like everybody's thoughts on this. Any thought?
No.
No thought?
Send it to the Environment Committee.
I do want to make a distinction
mm-hmm.
Between the city's single-use plastic ban
mm-hmm.
and what has first reading in Sullivan's.
Okay.
They're banning the use and distribution of single-use plastic bags, styrofoam, plastic straws, cups, and all that. Our ordinance only speaks to the distribution. So if Sullivan's Island's ordinance passes, people would not be able to bring their own plastic bag to the beach. They could be ticketed. I don't think the way that ours read
mm-hmm.
is, you know, if you bring your own plastic bag, it you know, you'd be fine. It's just business establishments cannot
Can
use
we
it
just
as
pass a law where we shame people?
But it's a lot more, it's broader and more
mm-hmm.
encompassing than than what we put in place.
Okay, so what I'm really speaking to is styrofoam and plastic straws, and I'm wondering if anybody has an appetite to you know, go down the road to ban styrofoam. And I mean, styrofoam is terrible. I mean, does not ever, I mean, I think we all know how bad it is. It never decomposes. It's
mm-hmm.
You know, we certainly don't want to encourage people to use it. I mean, and same with the straws. So do we want to try and include it in our ordinance and do the right thing for the planet, or do we just want to sit back and let the next generation deal with it? So that's all.
Well, let's take your, the concept that you used with your open ditches and how important is of open ditches,
okay.
like educational campaign,
okay.
and just push that again. I like the idea that every time it comes up, South Carolina, with bans and plastic, is Isle of Palms. It was the first,
yeah.
you know. While we could probably do more, I don't want to follow suit. It's just, I mean, we can probably work on it, but.
Education,
mm-hmm.
same related to litter.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe think if there are some examples of programs where we incentivize people
mm-hmm.
or businesses.
Correct.
How can we incentivize them not to use styrofoam? I mean, every time somebody brings a boogie board on the beach, right, it's got styrofoam in it. I mean, this is just such a, but how do we adjust to that, barring going to manufacturers and getting new materials that are biodegradable?
You know, and we used to have the disaster preparedness event,
Expo
mm-hmm. and I almost feel like we need,
mm-hmm.
right, some sort of environmental education, which could be ditches,
mm-hmm.
this, you know, Expo. I don't know, you know, where, but, I mean, or maybe we include, you know, start including it with the tree lighting,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, even at the Halloween car. I mean, everywhere we should be having every.
We have an event. We have a tent.
We have a tent. That,
yes.
Right. And everywhere we have an event.
And we have discussed that at city staff meetings. We tried to do that for the farmers market. It was hard for us to get an employee, a staff member that could commit doing that. We offered overtime pay for employees that wanted to do. It was hard to coordinate that in time. But our plan is to, for the March festival,
Spring Fest or
yes,
whatever.
Front Beach.
Yeah, Front Beach Fest.
To have a city tent and start the community.
But what about the tree lighting? I mean, that's soon in December.
For the Holiday Street
mm-hmm.
Festival. We can have that. I was talking about the emergency preparedness, start early in the spring and not necessarily.
But I mean for ditches, for styrofoam.
But
for,
yeah,
I mean,
we can certainly do that for Front Beach. We can see what
something.
We can put together.
Okay.
But I must ask, if environment is important to you, which it is to all of us, there hasn't been any follow-up to have any type of an environment-based
committee.
Doesn't that send a message that's more significant?
It does.
I mean, maybe more attendees would come to your meeting if you were dealing with environmental issues and they were aware that you were dealing with environmental issues.
Right. Yeah.
I will say that the personnel committee had that on the agenda a couple
yeah.
meetings ago. And
we meet at 5 today.
They meet at 5, but it is... I know that is the intention of the chair of personnel to
yes.
look at that and start.
It is. It's on the agenda for today.
Good.
I don't know if it's on the agenda for today.
I thought it was.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We don't know. No, just the city.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Get us afterwards.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. Anything else on expanding the plastics ban? No. Any?
I like your idea of incentivizing the businesses, though, if there's a way we could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get upset when somebody hands me a to-go and a styrofoam, but I don't know if I should hand it back and say.
Yeah, that's one of the things I said when we passed the plastic ban, the first ones to pass it. I said, wait a minute, while this is a first step, I mean, it's not gonna really solve the problems until the county gets on board or other municipalities get on board or other. The surrounding
but they
areas.
Are, so
yeah.
it's good.
Well, they are now.
Right.
How long have we had the you know, we've been in past this thing.
I know.
So it's been years.
Everything
so
takes
now
years.
That, yeah, so now that they're getting on board, it is helping. And working with, and I said, we need leadership to work with other municipalities in the state and the county to do it.
And shaming does work sometimes.
I think the city could amend the existing ordinance to include those items,
right?
So that businesses do not give them
right.
out. They
mm-hmm.
they use biodegradable,
mm-hmm. compostable
mm-hmm. materials. That would be one.
I know.
One
I mean,
way
well, that's what I'm asking. If you know, but
maybe education
yep.
would be a good
yep.
first step.
Yep.
Yeah.
One comment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. When you say biodegradable, it's biodegradable only if that product is put in a compostable situation. So you have, right now, pooper scooper bags that you consider biodegradable that are thrown into a garbage can. That's not a compostable situation. That is plastic. So if you have a pooper scooper that's on this island and for whatever reason it does not get in a yellow barrel or a green garbage can and it's on the ground, that's plastic, even though we bought biodegradable bags.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of biodegradable.
So compostable, is
yeah.
that a better?
Those that particular product and those products
mm-hmm.
have to be put into a compostable situation
mm-hmm.
where there's water being put, it's being
dirt,
turned,
turn,
it's
right.
it's burning,
right,
and composting.
Okay,
maybe you're saying that people think it'll dissolve if
yes.
they throw it on the ground.
There's a misconception.
It almost works against
itself
because
right.
that's correct.
Throw it,
right?
Maybe that's what we need, Donnie. There's a big compost pot over there at Public Works.
We got some $1 million piece of property right back there. Uh-huh.
There's a big old churn.
Right, yep. Okay. Any miscellaneous? Yes, no, no.
I guess I have one item, and that is, I would think it might be time to bring back a report, put on the agenda, let the chair decide, regarding the memorandum of understanding with water and sewer.
Yes.
And if we're, this committee is going to take some mm-hmm. jurisdictional issue over that and get involved.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for. Okay. So next meeting is November 1st. Donnie, is that two?
Yeah, that, no. You may not have your garbage and debris numbers, but
Deborah's,
you know.
Don't leave. I have a question for you.
That's no problem for me.
Okay. So 9 o'clock?
Could we make it 8:30?
No.
I've got a 10 o'clock meeting.
Oh, jeez.
I can't change. Or just have a short meeting.
If you have a short meeting.
Have his report, I'm short.
Carol's 5 minutes early off of target right now, so.
8:45?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And also update on phase 3 drainage, too.
Yes, that'll be included.
Yeah.
You mean the drain it, the outfall
yes.
project?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Call for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
All right.
You
thank
did
you.
It, Carol.
Yeah. 9:55.
I don't know.
What
was the target?
Yeah.
10 o'clock. So this.